It's MKFM, joined today by Chief Executive of My Milton Keynes, Melanie Beck. Melanie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Very well, thank you. A busy couple of months incoming for My Milton Keynes, by the sounds of things.
Oh, gosh, do you know what? Thinking about it, I'm tired already. Christmas will be done as far as My Milton Keynes is concerned. You know, we'll be ready to go to sleep through the proper event.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go through some of the stuff that's coming up then. Of course, not this weekend, but next weekend is Remembrance Sunday. What are you doing to mark it this year?
For a little while now, certainly 3 years in my mind, I wanted to look at how we could commemorate Remembrance properly so that everybody in the community saw it. And I wanted to project poppies floating down on a building or a roof structure, and that those poppies would then diffuse once they created a curtain and our war heroes. That was my vision. Wow. And this year we're going to make it happen by using the theatre roof. So it's going to be really interesting to see if what I have in my mind actually translates onto the theatre roof, which of course overlooks the Rose, which is where we as a borough, or a city now, sorry, not a borough, a city, commemorate Remembrance.
Wow, so this is going to be projected onto the theatre roof. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, and the poppies are going to float right down the roof, and then once the roof is roof structure is full of poppies, it will diffuse with a message. So I'm quite excited about this.
Yeah,
I've thought about it for a long time, but now I can see it.
You can see it coming together. So when will people be able to see this?
So it actually starts at the end of this week. So look out, look up more.
Yeah.
So look down at your feet. And look for the steps, look up, and you might see something which is quite magical.
Fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that. Also coming up, of course, you mentioned Christmas, ahead of Christmas, the Christmas light switch on here in Milton Keynes.
Can you believe we're doing this again? Oh, my Lord, it's Christmas again. It only feels like a month ago we did Christmas last year.
I know.
So, yes, 12th is the big day when, with Father Christmas, he comes, the main man comes with the mayor. And they switch those lights on, and we suddenly have a cacophony of lasers and fireworks and music, snow. It all happens down outside Midsummer Place on the 12th, kicking off at 3:30 in the afternoon. And actually, it's quite amazing. Every year it grows bigger and bigger. Mm. The word gets out. When the music's going and the lasers are playing all over that sort of area outside Midsummer and the fireworks going off, you're like children again.
Absolutely. And it's the first time you get to feel properly Christmassy, isn't it, when you see those lights go on?
Yeah, we all talk about Christmas. My grandson calls it ho-ho. He's only 3 years old, and everything is ho-ho. Grandma, ho-ho. And so, it's exciting, isn't it, when you've got small children and seeing the fireworks go off, that's the proper start.
Yes, totally. So Saturday, 12th of November, definitely the date for your diary. Make sure you're free and available to come along to the Christmas lights switch on in the centre of town. Then the following week, you've got another thing going on.
Yep. We're at John Lewis, the place to eat. We're putting on, we're rocking this season's outfits, what you should be looking at when you're going out on the town. And we'll be doing that all in aid of the neonatal unit at Milton Keynes Hospital, which, of course, is a really important place for young babies who maybe have come a little bit early or have got a few issues. So we are doing it in aid of them, and there's some shopping time, exclusive shopping time. There's lots of bubbles and a few things to eat, and then we show everybody what they should be rocking for this Christmas.
Fantastic. So you can get to know fashion properly for the season by seeing it displayed.
It'll be lots of woolly jumpers and lots of sequins, I suspect, because that seems to be on trend this year, as I'm wearing my woolly jumper dress today, and it's very comfortable and very warm.
It sounds it. I love a sequin. Great. So, so that's on the 17th. You're also supporting the Willard Hospice Santa Dash, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, that is an event that we do each year. I don't know if your listeners have seen it, but if you could go on a drone above it, all you see is the whole of Willan Lake, literally Santa's running everywhere. And it's quite a sort of splendid event. And of course, it's all done for our very important hospice, Willan, again, not somewhere that you think about at Christmas, but there are unfortunately people in there. And so having this fun event with lots and lots of Santas running around the lake raising money, it is quite a sight. And you can just go and watch, actually, walk your dog, walk your children, you know, and maybe, you know, take your friends and have a look at all these mad people in their Santa outfits.
You could go and watch, or you could get your own Santa outfit and get involved.
Yeah, the problem is, of course, if you've got small children, you're always going to get that question, aren't you? Which one's the real Santa? You've got 400, 500 Santas. Which one's the real Santa? You have to be a bit careful. Get yourself ready for that question so that you can answer it plausibly.
He's hiding in plain sight, isn't he, at the Santa Dash?
He is. He's actually too busy. He's just sending out some mini-me's.
Yeah, substitutes. Yeah, absolutely. Finally, the Christmas Tree Festival at Midsummer Place. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so an interesting thing Midsummer's doing this year, they've actually got 10 trees which they've given out to the community. We're sponsoring the one for MK Snap, which is an adult disabled school down in Walnut Tree. Does phenomenal work with the adults in learning and making them more sustainable for themselves. And at the moment, they are actually making all the decorations in the school to put on our Christmas tree. But there are 9 other Christmas trees that will be with community groups. And of course, there is a tree off. And I'm up for winning this tree off. And then we'll be selling the each of the decorations that have been made. So in obviously in aid of SNAP. So just something a little bit different this year. And again, you know, community groups have really suffered over the last 3 years. And anything we can do to help them is, you know, part of our mantra, really.
Absolutely. So Christmas Tree Festival, Santa Dash, the fashion show, Christmas lights switch on, the projection of poppies onto MK Theatre. You are right across Milton Keynes, aren't you?
Oh, exhausted. Yeah. Totally enough to be exhausted, just thinking about it, actually. I think right now I'm going to need to go and have a lay down in preparation.
Yeah, do. Melanie, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Best of luck with all of it. And we can't wait to see you at all of these things over the coming weeks.
Well, you're going to be there.
You're
there on the Christmas light switch on, you know. So I was once told by a competing radio station that it's the best one in the region. So, you know, MKFM last year, they did a fantastic job and we've got some great acts. Before we actually push that button, or Santa does, with the mayor, and then all the sky lights up. That's all I can say. We couldn't put another firework in the sky if we tried.
Absolutely. You can find out more about that at mkfm.com. Melanie, best of luck and keep up the great work at My Milton Keynes.
Thank you.